Welcome back, my friends, to a very special edition of JR Afternoons, also known as the Ryan Armani Show, here on 760 WJR. Steve Courtney here with you for a very special Friday broadcast. Michigan State and Spartan Athletics leading through innovation, a wonderful program put together by the Detroit Economic Club here at the Motor City Casino Soundboard. And we've got some very influential guests coming your way. We'll start off with Mr. Matt Elliott. Now, you may remember Matt as the president of Bank of America. Right now, he's got some very important things going on, as it applies, by the way, to the great University of Michigan State. Matt, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Steve.
Pleasure to see you, my friend. First and foremost, you are on the Green and White Council. You serve on MSU's council, President Guskowitz's group, connecting Michigan's business community to the university. And Matt, that being said, there's a lot of things to discuss as it applies to Michigan State, college athletics, higher academia, period.
You know, there are tremendous forces that are cross-cutting across higher ed and college athletics. You know, I used to think that being a part of a very large global organization was complex, Steve, and this is way more complex. There are three big forces that are really shaping higher ed right now. The first are demographics, so there are fewer graduating seniors. So think about it as like there's just fewer customers, if you will, right,
sure,
for all universities. The second one is budgets. You know, the state budget and the federal budgets are all being cut for research and for support here in the state. That's putting a lot of pressure on all universities, including MSU. And then, of course, all higher education is trying to make sure they can demonstrate value. You know, that there's a question now of the value of a college education, which is interesting given the fact that the employers that we talk to on the Green and White Council, for example,
sure,
they see more value in a college education today than ever before.
It's interesting, though, that that's under question, because I just don't understand the logic. If you want to get somewhere after high school, you've got to have an education to do that. Now, as we've discussed before going on, Matt, the landscape of college athletics has changed drastically, and we are not going back to the way it used to be. NIL, the transfer portal, that's just where we're at. Now, the question becomes, because of the emphasis put on finances for athletics, does academics suffer at all? I don't think it does.
No, it doesn't. These are an and this is part of the work I do now.
Yes.
Now that I've left banking, I'm a really big believer that problems are solved by thinking of them as ands, not ors. As it relates to college athletics, you know, these are two separate things. College athletics drives brand value. It drives lots of value for the university, which is basically the business case for why college athletics is so important. All that being said, the buckets of money in particular that each parts of the organization are going after are separate. So, you know, Kevin Guskowitz, the president, is really focused on research funding. That's mainly federal funding and corporate funding.
Yes.
And we're also focused on driving enrollment, right? And then college athletics is looking for separate funding for that. But they both go together, because the more that we can drive a high value for athletics, that's going to drive lots of high value for the university as a whole.
Well, and you're talking about a point in time there, Matt, where federal research dollars for not only Michigan State, but great universities around the nation have somewhat plummeted, correct?
They have. And, you know, we are very lucky in this state to have four R1 research universities. It's one
Yes.
of the most powerful clusters in the country. And these research universities drive huge value for the country. They are a strategic asset. Investing in them is critical. MSU is having its challenges. I mean, upwards of 100 people have lost their jobs because funding has gone away. And now our job is to try to, you know, restore that funding so we can get back to the work of driving basic research and moving this country and the world, frankly, forward.
You know, your work on the Green and White Council, Matt, at a very pivotal time, obviously, mm-hmm. just based on the conversation we've had thus far. And I think it's so very important to point out, and you go back to your former day job, president of Bank of America, very well connected to the business community, and that's vital.
It is. You know, President Guskowitz, when he was announced at his investiture, he announced 17 key initiatives to really drive the strategic plan forward. And this was one of the most important ones. And what we're trying to do with the Green and White Council is better connect the private sector in the university so we can drive better outcomes for students. This goes back to that ROI conversation, make sure they're best prepared for the jobs of the future, and they're connected to jobs here in Michigan. And then secondly, we want to make sure that we are connecting all of the resources and research that the university has with the big opportunities and challenges that that Michigan-based companies have. And we're piloting three really great programs right now, and we're really excited to see the outcome when we really get these things in production, call it later this year.
And with everything else, Matt, you've got going on, you're also involved in a wonderful deal, Blue Lakes Ideas. This is a situation as a keynote speaker, and you are ideal when it comes to that. You've done it a lot and everything. But what you do, in essence, if I can just boil it down to this, is you help various businesses, what have you, when it comes to sorting through modern day chaos, correct?
Yeah, that is basically it, Steve. You know, the world, what I try to do is the best part of what I did when I was a banker, which is help my clients and my teams succeed and win. And in order to win, you basically have to deliver, you know, deliver on the promises right. that you make to yourself and those that you work with. But with the amount of energy and stuff coming at us every day, the change, level of change, it taps our capacity. So what my team and I do, we've created a system to help you retain that capacity to leverage what we call the power of and, the ability to balance the key opposites like,
certainly,
you know, the people and the numbers, for example, if you're a business owner. Those are the kinds of things that we help companies tackle, and it's been a lot of fun.
And my peeps are telling me that you are going to put this wonderful logic into a book. Is that true?
It is. I am working hard on the book, and if the book isn't out in the
Look
next month
you.
Or two, my wife is going to have a really hard conversation with me, I'm sure. But I'm really enjoying the process of creating and writing.
You know, as we're having this chat, Matt, did you somewhere along the way as a banker purchase more hours per day? Because you've got stuff going on nonstop.
You know, I do, but I'm having fun doing it. And, you know, that's the key. It's are you using the time that you have for something that matters to you and makes a difference to others? To me, those are the things I think about every day.
Well, as we conclude our conversation, Matt Elliott, I just want to say continue the great work you're doing on behalf of Michigan State University. It is a very, very special place with very special people involved, and we thank you for everything you do.
My pleasure. MSU is basically home, and I love it. Thank you, Steve.
Go green.
Go white.
All right. That is Mr. Matt Elliott joining us here on JR Afternoons, the Ryan Armani Show, here on 760 WJR.